Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the upcoming new moon, which is taking place October 6th, 2021. This, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. So this new moon is a time for initiation and action. It also falls during the Mercury retrograde, so it's very possible that seeds you've planted previously are now ready to be harvested and turned into something powerfully beneficial for yourself and the greater community. So if something new does arrive for you at this time and you feel the call to take action on it, do so with as much fluidity and flexibility and openness as possible, understanding that it's very possible for things to change, including the final outcome, which is absolutely okay, right? Whatever you initiate or take action on at this time must be done with a healthy amount of sort of surrender, knowing that the universe is working with you, not against you, to bring you what you need in divine timing in order to manifest whatever this is and create whatever this is. So show up with intention and put forth your creative energy, but leave the need for control or unrealistic expectations and perfection at the door. So creation is messy, right? Move with this energy without fear of getting a little down and dirty while you create whatever this is. With so much six energy being illuminated at this time, this new moon is going to bring sort of an infinite amount of support for projects, creations, ideas, and any action that sort of aims to contribute towards the greater good of the collective in some way. So again, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the energies that we're looking at are 6 energy and 12-3 energy. So again, those are the energies, that's the numerology that's really being highlighted during this illumination, is that 6 energy and then 12-3 energy. So I don't think I mentioned that, so just keep that in mind. So with this 6 energy, again, there's going to be just that infinite cosmic support for anything that aims to contribute towards the greater good of the collective in some way. And remember, the collective includes all living beings, not just humans. So it also includes Mother Earth, right? As humans walking the earth, we have certain responsibilities to nurture, protect, and honor the rest of creation. So anything you initiate at this time with the intention of that greater purpose will be cosmically supported. So be bold. If it hasn't been done before, that's great. We're looking for things. The universe is looking for things to expand upon that hasn't been thought of or created before. That's the whole purpose of creation, is bringing something into the world that hasn't been seen or done before that can have the greatest impact. So if the inspiration has come to you it's come to you for a reason, right? It doesn't just fall out of the sky for no reason. It's coming to you because you have the power, the resources, the wherewithal to bring it from that inspiration, bring it from the ethereal and create it and bring it into the physical, right? So that others and yourself can benefit from it. So again, if the inspiration has come in for you, it's come in for a reason. So what are you going to do with that gift? What will you create with it? Any projects initiated at this time with the sole purpose of personal gain, exploitation of others for personal power or material gains, will most likely have a boomerang effect and come hurtling back at you for reevaluation. So ask yourself and be very clear about what is your intent with this new initiation? What is your intent with this creation, with creating whatever this is? If it is solely for selfish reasons, and keep in mind, there's nothing wrong with benefiting from your own creations and reaping the rewards of your own efforts. That's a beautiful exchange of energy, right? That's very, very again, sort of infinite and cyclical, and it's an exchange, right? It's beautiful. That's okay. There's no shame in benefiting from what you have created. What I'm talking about is the intent behind the action. So who could benefit from this creation? If it's only you and no consideration for the greater good has been taken into account, then you may see this fall flat and the need for reevaluation will more than likely surface for you, right? So again, we're being asked to look at our intention and the intention behind the action. Sixth energy is very nurturing energy that embraces its responsibility towards not only the domestic, but also the greater community and even the world, right? So you may see yourself stepping into onto a larger platform with whatever this is. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's paid, right? Like a lot of times we think of like, oh, what I do in purpose, I should be paid for an exchange of energy. But a lot of times, you know, maybe you don't need the money. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe this is something that is coming from your heart. It's something that's a passion. It's something that you want to create to have that greater impact, to have that greater influence in a positive way. And it has nothing to do with money. And that's okay, right? It's like everything that we create doesn't necessarily have to have some kind of monetary value tied to it, right? So take that pressure off. If it comes in for you, you know, if it comes in to be initiated, it comes in to be created, it comes in and inspires you in some way, then go with it, explore it, right? It's coming in for a reason. So again, anything that's strictly selfish at this time won't get very far under this energy. Social awareness is very highlighted now. So with this sixth illumination, you may also find that the home environment is highlighted now, and unexpected or even expected changes can surface. So some relationships will be taken to the next level, such as like maybe proposal, marriage, having a baby, adopting or whatever the case may be. And other relationships, especially if they've sort of felt like they've been in a pressure cooker for a while and things are like bubbling to the surface, this will be a time when that sort of the top blows off and things really come into the surface to be looked at, right? So some relationships will become more burdensome at this time and the need for change may surface. So you may find that this is the time that you file for divorce, that you break up, that you, move in a different direction, basically. And that doesn't have to be just romantic partnerships, right? It can be like, you know, a work environment, colleagues, any kind of relationship that just isn't working any longer will be coming into the forefront to be dealt with. This is a beautiful energy for promoting honesty and fairness, as well as finding your own freedom within a situation while honoring the freedom and the journey of another, right? There's nothing about possession here or control. This is going to be a time for sort of spreading your wings, flying free, and those that want to fly in your flock will join you. And those that really aren't meant to be a part of that journey will fall away. So try not to take on any unnecessary burdens or commitments at this time. Set and maintain your healthy boundaries and only commit to those things that actually belong on your journey. Don't clutter up your experience out of some sort of perceived obligation that's just not yours, right? It's not necessary. The 12-3 energy that's also being illuminated at this time is really asking us to become the observer of our story and to see where disharmony has sort of taken center stage or taken over the experience. Many of the miseries, the discord of the world and our own personal experience are self-imposed, caused by negative or self-defeating thought processes. So if your world is currently in disharmony, take a closer look at your own thoughts and your own actions. What are you choosing to fan the flames of and choosing to participate in that is contributing towards that disharmony. We're being asked with this 12-3 energy to take responsibility for our actions, to take ownership and steer our ship in the direction of calmer seas and tranquility, right? We aren't the captain of anyone else's ship. We are only responsible for our own, and nobody else is going to steer it in the direction that is best for us, no matter how hard they try, right? So if you have steered yourself into a hurricane, then this is going to be the energy that's really going to be supporting you to help you find your way to steer yourself right back out of it. You have the power to get yourself out of this situation, and no one can do it for you, no matter how much you vent about it, complain about it, or expect others to do so, right? Even the universe isn't going to just magically step in and pluck you from this situation. There is such a thing as free will. Yes, there's also divine will, but free will allows you to make that decision. If you want to stay in the center of a hurricane, you have the free will to do so. But if you're tired of that energy, of that experience, you also have the free will to choose to steer yourself out of it. Not saying it's going to be easy, not saying that, you know, there's not going to be some major waves to deal with on your way back out of it, but that's okay, right? That's, you know, there's things to be learned. There's wisdom to be extracted from that experience. But we can't expect someone else to do the work for us. No matter how much we complain about the situation, no matter how much we vent to our friends, to our colleagues, to our partners about how much this situation sucks, right? We're only at that point infusing them with that energy that we're overcome with. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like we have to take responsibility at some point to say, shit, nobody's going to do this for me, so I need to, you know, buckle up and make it happen. So this is our storm, right? This is the storm that we have participated in, that we have, you know, created in some way, and we have everything that we need to move towards a calmer, more supportive sea, right? A more supportive environment. But we have to make that decision to do so. So expecting someone else external to us to do it for us is only giving our power away to that other entity, that other individual. And they can't do it anyway, right? No matter how much they try. And that only puts more pressure and obligation on that person to do something they can't possibly do for us. Do you see what I'm saying? So what is kind of like, let's put it this way. It's kind of like if you're in these turbulent seas and you're asking somebody else to you know, help you, right? They can't do it for you. They can throw you the life raft, but they can't force you to take the life raft. You see what I'm saying? You have to take the effort. You have to take the action yourself. You have to choose to you know, take a leap of faith, jump in, grab the life raft, and move with it. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like a lot of times I think we put a lot of expectations on other people to do our work for us. And again, no amount of complaining or venting, right, bringing other people into this hurricane isn't going to help anybody, including ourselves. And so again, this is going to be this 12-3 energy is a lot about personal responsibility for our situation, personal responsibility for our actions, for our intentions, personal responsibility for our own ship. So what is your current hurricane and how can you move away from it? A new perspective may be needed at this time. Let's put it this way. If you're in a hurricane, a new perspective is definitely needed. And that 12-3 energy will help it to come in. So that new perspective will be offered to you, perhaps through something that triggers you, right? It might not be comfortable where that new perspective comes in, but instead of sort of getting up in arms about it because we don't like how the perspective is coming in, again, become the observer, see it for what it is, try to understand why it's coming in for you, and then take that perspective and do something with it, right? It's up to you, it's up to us, right, what we do with it. So during this illumination, change what you can change and find acceptance with that which is out of your hands and cannot be changed, right? find the calm within your own storm. That's what this 12-3 energy is going to ask us to take responsibility for, to take action on. Serenity can be found under this illumination, absolutely. So we have to do the work, but serenity can be found, and that's the goal. So observe and reflect. Stop, look, and listen. Bring any polarizing thoughts, actions, or desires into a greater perspective now. Understanding the role that we play in creating our own harmony or our own discord will bring us the greatest awareness to be able to make a change in the situation. So rather than trying to blame someone external to ourselves for our own unhappiness, this is the time to choose to take back the reins, take back our power, and quite frankly, do something about it. So excuses will only keep us sort of floating aimlessly and not using our sails, right? So this is the opportunity for it's like, hey, we have these sails, let's use them, let's take action, let's let the wind, you know, let's work with the wind instead of against it type thing. So when we find and maintain our own tranquility, that is what we bring into the lives of others. When we are stuck in our own storm, that is what we bring into the lives of others. So which do we prefer to share with the people that we love? We get to decide that, and we have the power to make it happen. So this 12-3 energy will illuminate for us the necessary perspective to help get us started. So as I always say, in closing, the energy is always present, right? This 12-3 energy, this 6 energy is going to be very strongly present at this illumination and for the coming weeks. But it's what we choose to do with it that matters, that makes the difference. So we are the force that puts that energy into motion. We are the force that puts that energy into motion. We get to decide which direction we want to move into, okay? So I hope that this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this new moon brings much needed perspective to assist you in moving through whatever it is that you're facing at this time to help you get to those calmer waters. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Take care, everyone. I will see you all again soon. Bye for now.